With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hurricane Melissa set to pummel Jamaica as a catastrophic Category 5 storm, the strongest ever since record-keeping began to lash that island. And the National Hurricane Center says it has strengthened to a very devastating and powerful storm.
This is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening situation for the island of Jamaica, as that eyewall brings those major hurricane Category 5 force winds.
And that is National Hurricane Center Specialist Larry Kelly. He says Melissa has strengthened to a Category 5 and is actually causing damage as we speak.
Extremely dangerous Category 5 Hurricane Melissa in western Jamaica this morning with maximum sustained winds of 175 miles per hour. Currently moving north-northeast at 7 miles per hour. We're forecasting a landfall here to occur in a few hours.
And here's what we know about the storm. The current intensity, Category 5, that represents winds right now of about 175 to 185 miles an hour, just made landfall in southwest Jamaica. The impact expected to include a 9 to 13 foot storm surge, 30 to 4 inches of rain. Of course, that's going to lead some flooding and some possibly devastating landslides. The Pentagon has announced a deadly attack on another suspected drug runner boat in the eastern Pacific. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. military carried out three strikes against boats accused of carrying drugs, killing 14 and leaving one survivor. A Pentagon official said the strikes were conducted off the coast of Colombia in a continued escalation of attacks against suspected drug smugglers. This is the first time multiple strikes have been announced in a single day. Hegseth posted video footage to social media showing boats exploding and in flames. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Will Graham is in Florida this week. We get more details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The popular evangelist, son of Franklin Graham and grandson of Billy, began a four-city tour of the Sunshine State on Sunday in Tallahassee. He will also preach the gospel in Sarasota and Pompano Beach. Jeremy Camp and other contemporary Christian artists are performing along the way. Graham is preaching the gospel each night and encouraging Floridians to put their faith in Christ. An army of local churches are providing support. Michael Harrington reporting.
Thousands of pilgrims turned out on Sunday in Romania's capital for the dedication of religious paintings inside the world's largest Orthodox Christian church that was being opened after 15 years of construction. Worshippers and officials arrived in droves at the People's Salvation Cathedral, known as the National Cathedral there, which is at its highest point, stands more than 410 feet, and has an inner capacity for 5,000 worshippers. This is SRN News. More young Russian men may get caught up in the draft as the Ukraine war grinds through a fourth year now.
Russian lawmakers have endorsed a bill mandating year-round military conscription rather than just in the spring and fall. The legislation approved by the lower house, the State Duma, turns conscription into a permanent process. Once the bill is vetted by the upper house and signed by President Vladimir Putin, it would allow draftees to be called for medical exams and other procedures at any time of the year. Rich Thomason reporting.
And pressure to end the government shutdown has not had much impact on Democrats and where they stand. The Senate voting for the 13th time on a House passed continuing resolution aimed at funding the government through November 21st, yet once again it fell short of the required 60 votes that would be needed. More on these stories at srnnews.com.